how there's a lot of pastors out there who preach against other pastors, and they'll basically make up their own set of rules that aren't even found in the Bible and pretend like they're morally righteous, better and better than them, or more righteous than them. And one of those instances is how I've heard a lot of pastors making it a big deal that, oh, the new IFB is always railing on people, is what they'll say. But what they're really referring to is them rebuking people or making memes. And they'll be like, oh, these pastors, they're just so evil and so wicked because they make memes and they make fun of people. And I'm thinking, like, where in the Bible does it say don't make fun of someone? Like, what's the chapter and verse like? Eliamus the sorcerer, don't make fun of him. Judas Iscariot, he's off limits. You don't put a meme with him on it. Where's memes in the Bible? Right? Or they'll talk about certain words as being cuss words. And here's the thing. They'll typically throw words in there that are found in your Bible. Right, yeah. Bastard. Piss. They'll be like, oh, I'm so much more righteous than this pastor because I don't use the word piss and ass from the pulpit. And it's like, that doesn't make you more righteous. Yeah, right. All the while, these same pastors, you know what they do? They rail and slander pastors regularly, so they full well reject the commandment of God to not have filthy communication or corrupt communication proceeding from their mouth, all the while projecting on other people about how evil they really are.
Right. Yeah.
Oh, well, they made memes about me. But was it true? It's like, but it was mean. They're so mean-spirited. It's like the truth isn't mean. Look, the only reason why a meme is good is because it's true. When people put up memes and no, it doesn't make any sense or no one laughs, it's because it wasn't true. Because here's the thing. You cannot contain yourself. If something's funny, you will laugh. And it's only based on if it's true or not. And if it's not true, you won't laugh. You might laugh at the person like, that was a bad joke. Like, I don't even get what this person's doing. But, you know, if it's really true, that's why it's so funny. And that's why the left can't meme.
Yeah. Yep.
Democrats can't meme. And let me tell you something. Spiritual Democrats can't meme either. When you see these guys getting mad at other pastors for memeing, you know what it is? It's because they can't meme.
Yep.
It's because they don't have any truth on their side. And so they're just envious of the fact that they don't have any real truth, so they have to knock other people down. And they have to falsely accuse you of railing or slandering, even though they don't even know what that means.
Right.
Go, if you would, to Proverbs chapter number 12. Proverbs chapter number 12. But I'm telling you something. We should be cutting off occasion from the sinful spiritual Democrats.
Yeah.
Because you know what? Them railing and slandering is not okay.
Right.
So we should rebuke them. We should make fun of them, and we should try to get them cut off for what they're doing, because that's not right.
Amen.
Just like the Pharisees should be cut off, hey, the spiritual Pharisees should be cut off too.
Yeah.
And say, hey, it's not right for you to rail. It's not right for you to slander. It's not right for you to reject the commandments of God. Oh, but you made a meme. Who cares? Because that's not found in your Bible, buddy. It's like, oh, these guys, they ate some food without washing their hands. So be it. You know, that's not the big issue here. The big issue is what God said. And notice that Jesus Christ defended his disciples when they ate without washing their hands. Why? Because it's not found in the scriptures. And you know what? Jesus doesn't really sit here and get super mad at you for breaking man-made rules. He gets mad at you for breaking his rules. And how is it that these Pharisees, they're so mad about rule breaking, but only theirs, not Jesus's? Not the word of God. And it's funny how these pastors, these same people, you know, they get so mad at you using the word bastard, not in the right context, but then they'll have another pastor get up and preach repent of your sins, and they don't even care. Oh, well, you took him out of context. Well, you have to understand, he meant it in a good way. He taught false doctrine accidentally. Well, oh, I accidentally said bastard then. You know, it's like, what? I mean, how do you get all this grace for preaching work salvation, but then you don't get any grace for not washing your hands before you eat, right?
Right. Yeah.
or saying something that you just don't like the way he said it. Well, is it true, though? I mean, where in the Bible did God get mad at someone? He's like, hey, I know what you said was true, but I just didn't like the way you said it. Jeremiah, that was a little mean. Isaiah, did you really have to say it that way? I mean, did you really have to say it's like dung in their faces and stuff like that? I mean, did you have to use the word dung? Dung, I mean, come on. I mean, I don't see that in the Bible, anywhere. You know, and of course, the spiritual Democrats, they're a major in things that aren't in the Bible. But you know what they're a minor in? The Bible. They don't really understand the scripture. And because they actually are very sinful and they don't have any real righteousness, they have to make standards to pretend like they're more righteous than everybody else. Well, I know that I'm better than this pastor because I don't use cuss words behind the pulpit. Who cares? I mean, does that really qualify you as pastor? Oh, you don't use cuss words. Oh, wow, you're so much better than everybody else. I mean, that doesn't make good preaching, though. Hey, your preaching sucks. You rail and slander, but you didn't use a cuss word. Good job, buddy. Way to go. Here's your medal, you know, your participation trophy. You know, that doesn't matter at all. I'd rather be the best sermon with the most choice words you can imagine than zero, and it wasn't even scriptural. In fact, to me, the biggest thing when it comes to preaching is it true or not? I mean, this is supposed to be the house, the pillar and ground of the truth. The most important thing is that it's true. Everything else is like kind of secondary when it comes to any issue. And of course, the sinful want to always project how much more righteous they are than us. But at the same time, you know, those that are truly righteous don't go around bragging about how righteous they are. That's why the Bible makes fun of people called the holier than thous. Stand by thyself, for I'm holier than thou art. You know, I've seen people literally post online recently about how they're more righteous than people in the New IFB, and I'm just thinking, like, how do you brag about being a holier than thou? I mean, talk about spiritual blindness. But, you know, the Democrats love to brag about how much more generous and how much more loving and how much more kind they are and how they're not racist, and pretty much everything they say they're not is exactly what they are.
That's right.